640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Tom Foti. With the war set off by the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel 2 months ago, now raging again after a week's pause for prisoner exchanges, U.S. officials like Defense Secretary Austin are calling on Israel to choose its targets carefully.
I personally pushed Israeli leaders to avoid civilian casualties and to shun irresponsible rhetoric and to prevent violence by settlers in the West Bank, and to dramatically expand access to humanitarian aid.
In Jerusalem, the BBC's Paul Adams has viewed Israel's public targets and warning plans for Gaza.
And for the first time, we saw a map with a cluster of those squares being an area where the Israelis said, that is where we're going to conduct military operations. You should leave that area if you want to be safe. In other words, what I think we're seeing now is less of an emphasis on safe areas and more of an emphasis on unsafe areas.
Vice President Kamala Harris is speaking out about climate change at a climate summit in Dubai. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports.
The vice president outlined the Biden administration's ongoing efforts to combat global warming.
We are building and expanding hundreds of solar panel, wind turbine, electric vehicle, and battery manufacturing plants.
And that's not all.
I am also proud to announce a new $3 billion pledge to the Green Climate Fund, which helps developing countries invest in resilience, clean energy, and nature-based solutions.
Some 150 world leaders are attending the conference. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Police in Los Angeles have made an arrest in connection with the fatal shooting of three homeless people, LAPD Chief Michael Moore.
Tragically, that same individual is also believed responsible for the murder that occurred during a follow-home robbery in San Dimas, making this suspect responsible, we believe, based on our investigation, for the murder of four individuals over the course of 4 days.
And in Las Vegas, police are still searching for a suspect after five homeless people were shot there, one fatally. Facing numerous criminal and civil cases in courts in multiple states and Washington, D.C., ex-President Trump was back campaigning for the Republican presidential nomination in Iowa, which holds its early caucuses in just a few weeks. Back in 2016, he lost there.
We learned a lot, and this time we have the best team anyone's ever assembled for caucus, you know.
Turning back overseas, there's been a deadly attack on people on the street near the Eiffel Tower in central Paris. There has been an arrest, the French news agency AFP, quoting a police source as describing the suspect as known for radical Islamism and psychiatric disorders. This is CBS News.
The holiday season is right around the corner. Give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/gift guide.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh. Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Great wrung out of my tidy white, actually. But I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local music until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three Madison locations, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Music this hour from Jayco, number 27, and the Evan Riley Band. Right now, let's kick the show off with a double dip of Amelia Ford. This is brand new. It was just released yesterday. It's called Loyal. It's Amelia Ford on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't you see me? I told you once or twice, and I don't believe me. Could have lived a free bee, but I can't say that I can't doubt. I take your ankle for all these curts and wigs. So say it, say it, say it, say I'm here. single. If anyone could pull a phantom from the wall, well, weren't I famous? Weren't you all? Out of my love for the clouds, chasing all your whispers down.
All your whispers down.
You do you when you leave the rock, and you leave the love somewhere else, and you scream just for sound. Ooh.
Maxine Pacific Media, we are local music. Kick it off your Saturday night with local music from Amelia Ford. Hate Her. Before that, her brand new release. It was just dropped yesterday. The song is called Loyal. There's a lot of stuff happening with Amelia Ford, including she was in The Lair 2 weeks ago, and you can catch that podcast right now at maxincradio.com. Good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. What's happening, brother?
What's happening, Jimmy?
Good, good, good. Terry Barr is off tonight, and we are blessed to be in the company of KJ once again. What's happening,
What's
KJ?
What's happening, Jimmy?
Well, it's great to see y'all.
You know, Terry's not just off, right?
Yeah,
she's not just she's not just like lounging around somewhere.
Happy
she's
birthday.
She's in New York City.
Or no, happy anniversary. No,
it's her anniversary. Mm-hmm. And she's in New York City, and tonight she's attending the final Kiss show.
The final one.
The final,
the,
final?
The fun, the, well,
wow.
I don't know. They could always unretire again.
That is true.
I mean, you know, Ozzy did it 20 times, you know? But yeah, so she's out in New York City. She's enjoying that show. And I don't know if you know this, but she actually met her husband and they were sharing Kiss stories.
Yes.
So
they met at whatever work they were working at the news place.
Yep.
And they were reminiscing about Kiss or something like that.
Brian's the cameraman.
Right.
And she was the newscaster.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary, Terry.
To the bars. That's awesome. They've been married for quite some time, 20-some years, right?
Yeah, it's been pretty long.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's been a while.
Hope your Saturday night's going well. We got a great show for you tonight. KJ's going to help out, pitch in for Terry. Rocker, tell me about the guests that are coming on tonight.
Oh, Jimmy, tonight we have Weichert Realtors Lake Point's Rob Greeler. He's going to be in. We're going to find out what he's doing for the holidays and what's going on with Realty. Jen Farley, Oi to the World. The Bottle Rockets from Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets. She's going to be in here talking about her new cabaret show that's coming up and a few other shows later in December. And Chris Cruzy from Northern Wisconsin, a runner-up on The Voice, new music and a tour. He's talking to Terry Barr. And then in the lair, live in the lair, Corey Matthew Hart. He's going to be right here, Jimmy. He has won a ton of awards, amazing singer, played with the Mascot Theory.
His music is amazing, and I'm super excited about this live performance tonight.
Yeah, me too.
That's why you're here, right?
Well, that is. I mean, I love you guys too, but really I'm here for Corey.
Well, you know, I mean, isn't it crazy? I mean, you know, we literally have a live concert every Saturday night right here, live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Top of State Street, the way it should be. And you could join us too, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. KJ, you got anything exciting happening in your neck of the world or anything like that?
Well, this is the thing I've been looking forward to for this week, for sure. I love coming down here. I love meeting the artists. I love being in this room. You know, I walked in here just a few minutes ago. And Rocker, you were setting everything up and plugging everything in and getting ready for the live show. The energy in the room, it never lets me down.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend. The Badgers won today. They beat Marquette, an in-state rival. The number three team in the country goes down at the Kohl Center. Love that. The Packers play tomorrow, Sunday night football against the Chiefs. The Chiefs. Excuse me.
Do you need a Snickers bar? You might have left a letter out there.
Let me get a lodgings there. So there's high drama, though. So Simone Biles, of course, she's married to Jonathan Owens, the safety for the Packers, Rocker. And the Chiefs are coming to town. And, of course, that means Taylor Swift is coming to town. Are you Swifties?
I like me some Taylor Swift. I really do. And I'm also a big Simone fan.
Yes. Yes. So, she's amazing.
I think that they're both amazing women. They're strong women. They're women who reach out and help other women. They're not those, like, you know, catty biatches that you see sometimes. And mm-hmm. and so, you know, you say there's going to be drama. I don't know. I don't really see a cat fight happening. I see a lot of hugging and kissing and football watching and sisterly love happening.
Well, Simone is a big Taylor Swift fan.
Well, she has to be.
And Taylor Swift, they've kind of talked a little bit. So what do you think, Jimmy? Are they going to end up in the same, will they end up in the same suite and they each kind of cheering on their own?
Yeah, I don't know. I that's a great question. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What's the interaction going to be like between Simone and Taylor Swift at the Packer game tomorrow night?
I mean, are we even going to be able to see any of the game? All the cameras are going to be on those two.
Every last camera, yes.
What are you hoping
for? For sure.
They just had a great pass. Wait, oh, we're going to see the reaction.
What is your best case scenario with the Taylor Swift-Simone Biles interaction tomorrow on television? Call us up and let us know. 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text the Civic Media app. This gentleman has new music coming out very soon. Very excited about that. This is Jake O on Max Inc. Radio.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You never know the words
Come Civic Media, we are local music. The Begawatts there, Kids on Parole is the name of that song. It's from 2017 from the Grand Charade album. Love that band back then. Secret Menu before that. No shows coming up for them. I think they're done with shows, but they posted their Spotify stats for this year, 34.4 thousand streams. 7.6 thousand listeners, 2,000 hours in 102 countries.
Jimmy, did you say Secret Menu has no shows?
I don't see any on their Facebook page. You got information?
I know something you don't,
oh,
Jimmy.
Oh, they're coming here, aren't they?
They're going to be right here right in here. The lair, where live. Secret Menu on February 17th.
Nice.
So they will be here live.
Thank you. Are you familiar with those guys? The voices and harmonies are great.
It was wonderful. I was listening to the song out in the lobby there, and I was like, I really like this one. I mean, I like them all, but this, I really like that.
Yeah, they're good.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What's your perfect situation that could happen between Taylor Swift and Simone Biles on Sunday at the Packer game? 844-96-PARTY. I got a situation here.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. This is what I'm hoping for. Okay.
Okay.
Fourth quarter. All right. Fourth quarter ends, or just before the fourth quarter starts, an impromptu karaoke lip sync, Taylor Swift doing Jump Around.
Ooh.
With Simone Biles busting into a floor exercise in the luxury box, and from out of nowhere, Jonathan Owens and Travis Kelce comes in with lederhoses, shooting or drinking boots. Okay. Boots.
Oh,
this
Jimmy.
Is a video idea here. I think you just created a video, because my dream scenario is future tense, where Simone is a guest artist on one of Taylor Swift's new songs.
Yeah,
and I think you just designed the video.
Yeah. So a floor exercise with Simone Biles. She's awesome at the floor exercise. We all know that. She won a gold medal for that, right?
Couple.
Yeah. Maybe it doesn't even have to be karaoke lip sync. Maybe Taylor Swift could just sing Jump Around.
Well, here I've got a scenario, Jimmy.
All right.
Here's my scenario.
Well, here we go.
Right? Taylor Swift, she's being accused of all this witchcraft and stuff, right? Because when she shows up to the Chiefs game, they win. When she's not there, they lose.
They're not winning.
So maybe something happens with the plane. She can't make it out of Kansas City.
Oh.
She doesn't make it to the game. She's a no-show, and the Chiefs lose.
Well, I mean, as Packer fans, we want the Chiefs to lose anyway.
Yes, yes.
But, okay, all right.
All right.
Now, this wouldn't be like a major problem with the plane. It'd be a little thing, like it's delayed or like something.
Whatever just makes it like not be able to take off. Like they don't have enough hamburgers or something.
There you go. Right.
Not enough hamburgers with Swanson or whatever.
That is a tragedy.
844-967-2789. What is your perfect scenario for the Simone Biles and
Jonathan
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Spit it out.
How did I blank Taylor's name? All right. We're going to recover. We're going to talk to Rob from Whitekirk. It's Max Inc. Radio. Hey, push play, Jimmy K. There you go.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products and helping make the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe at Ethical Trade Co. And when you purchase fair trade products, you also support each artist's economic independence. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 5 at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across Wisconsin. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Civic Media Radio Network and welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Original local music until midnight. We got Corey Hart live in the lair tonight at 9 o'clock.
Corey, I cannot. Matthew Hart.
Corey Matthew
don't,
Hart.
Don't drop the Matthew.
Is the Matthew.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Important.
I am sorry, Corey. Corey Matthew Hart live.
Otherwise, it's like he's wearing sunglasses at night.
Which is not a bad thing.
Yeah. All right. So thank you very much for letting me know that before I screwed it up.
Matthew with one T, though, too. So,
right.
Yeah.
There's I got
many,
that part
there's
down.
Many layers to this fella.
Okay. Oh, wow. Hey, Jimmy, our next guest is here, Rob, from Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Weikert Realtors Lake Point is one of our sponsors, and I actually am a real estate agent over at Weikert Realtors Lake Point.
Full disclosure.
How did
full
I
disclosure,
not know that about
right? You know, we're real estate agents. We have to disclose that. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And Rob really is noted. Here. Rob, how you doing tonight?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Great
welcome
to see you, Rob.
Max Inc. Radio.
So, wait, hold on. Before we get going, what is your ultimate thing that could happen tomorrow night at the Packer game between Taylor Swift and Simone Biles?
Wow, that's a loaded question.
It sure is.
You know, I wish I had my 10-year-old daughter here to answer that question more appropriately or correctly. So I'm going to pass.
do you like the, I mean, a lot of people don't like the extracurricular, just give me the football, nothing else, you know?
Well, I think it adds another dimension. I think that it's interesting how Taylor Swift is bridging the gap between little girls in football or any people who like Taylor Swift. And I don't know exactly the demographic, but I can only imagine. So it's maybe a good thing to expand the interest in football and maybe bring families together to watch games together as well.
I know my daughter wanted to go up to the game tomorrow.
I'll bet she did.
You know, any opportunity to cross streams with things to promote your brand, that's what it's all about, right?
Yep. Yeah, she's pretty genius. They've really worked this up, so I think it's good. It's bringing it out to, I mean, I can't even believe, you know, the amount of Taylor Swift fans who are bringing up, like, football stuff, and it impacts them. Like, yeah, you ready to join a fantasy football league now?
maybe Weikert Realtor is out to get Taylor Swift to come over to sell some real estate. How about that, huh?
That'd be great. So, yeah, I'll probably draft her next year in my fantasy football draft, just to see.
Perfect. Awesome.
Now, Weikert Realtors Lake Point is also, as announced, there's a new office up in Baraboo. Tell us about the Baraboo office, Rob.
Yeah, well, the Weikert Realtors Great Day office has already been established. It's a pretty well-established real estate office in Baraboo, but we recently decided to partner with them and really collaborate more than we ever had. I'm the broker and the owner at the Madison office, Madison Weikert Realtors Lake Point. And then we've got some partners up in Baraboo at the Great Day office, but we've decided to kind of collaborate, partner, and kind of close the gap between Baraboo and Madison. There's a lot of nice space in between Poinette, Portage, Lodi.
Yeah,
you know,
dude, exactly. You know, eventually I would like to sell the K Ranch on Madison's north side and move in. Like, I want to like get in that southern Columbia County area, like the Poinette, Arlington. Baraboo's are also very nice, Sauk County. How are you going about kind of bridging a gap? Are you just like kind of getting people in there that know the area?
Yeah, we like I said, we've got the Baraboo office is already pretty well established, and they've got a really great brand all the way up in Baraboo. And my role is really just to kind of bring the two offices together. You know, any kind of events we have, we try and bring people from Madison up to Baraboo, Baraboo down to Madison. And then really, like I said, you know, just incorporate whatever we're doing into a larger, you know, pool of, you know, people and agents.
There's some nice properties too in the Baraboo area. I mean, that can, you know, come and go or whatever, but there's some nice places up there for a good value.
Well, and I think that area is just, you know, obviously Devil's Lake is gorgeous. There's there's a lot going on in that area. We're involved in some things that may be kind of developing over the next couple of years, so that's really exciting. And then the whole area, really honestly, between Baraboo and Madison is just a really just great area. You know, any of those towns we talked about, whether it's Sauk City or Lodi, or you know, Portage has, you know, some really nice rural properties, as well as, you know, some downtown stuff as well.
And it seems like the outlying areas from Madison are where people are gravitating to these days, because it's harder to get properties inside of Madison.
Plus, I just got my City of Madison tax bill today in the mail.
He's saying that with a smile on his face. What is wrong with this guy?
Wow.
He's already thinking about moving.
That's why he's optimistic.
Smiling. Rob, tell us about Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Now, that's over on Atwood Avenue, and there's always all kinds of stuff happening at the Madison office.
Yeah, that's my neighborhood. I'm an Atwood resident, and that's why, you know, when we opened the office a number of years back, I was really excited to be part of the community in a way that I hadn't been previously. You know, we've got a great space. We've got a art gallery within our office.
Love that.
Nice.
So, yeah, we've got five different local artists that are featured in there right now, and we usually try and switch it over a little bit. Kat Capolero, who's a friend of the station, I think, has been around.
VO5.
VO5, yep. She's one of the featured artists. And then, like I said, we do different gallery nights, not just with the Momoka Gallery Night, but sometimes we do just independent things. We try and be involved with the community. You know, Thanksgiving, we had a food drive that we donated food to the Goodman Center. The Madison Reading Project is happening right now, and that's a book drive to help, you know, kids or get presents for kids and, you know, gifts for, you know, kids to continue reading. So,
and then you're also involved with St. Vinny's on Willie Street?
Well, no, you know, I really just wanted to give a shout out to St. on Willie, because, you know, as part of the, you know, the advocation of reading and what we're doing with the Madison Reading Project, we love it. I just want to say how much I love the St. Vinny's on Willie Street and what they have over there for books. You know, they've got it so well organized.
So mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's almost like a library. You know, You can go in there, you can look to see if you want fiction or nonfiction, or, you know, in the case of my kids, you know, I've got a 10-year-old, a 14-year-old. We've always gone in and been able to find books and that, you know, that were good for them. There's trilogies, there's books that are, you know, all really well organized. So if you're looking for a specific book, there's a chance you can find it and you don't have to dig around. You can really go in. It's alphabetized. You've got young readers. You've got, you know, different, you know, kinds of, you know, areas within that. And it's just an amazing community resource that I love. And I just, you know, want to just tell people how cool it is.
It is pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, my son Dash is a really strong reader. You know, he you know, it's hard when you don't have any way to discipline a kid except for taking his Kindle away. You know, you know, like, don't make me take that away from you.
So, he has another one hidden somewhere. All kids do, you know. We got Rob here from Weikert Realtors, weikert-lakepoint.com. What's the website for the Baraboo office?
That is, I think it's just greatdaybrokers.com.
Okay.
It was there before Weikert Realtors got involved, similar to Lake Point. You know, Lake Point was an independent, Great Day was an independent, and we both affiliated with Weikert, so.
Okay, and if somebody wanted to do something for the Madison Reading Project, where could they go for information on that?
I believe that would be, you know, I should know the actual URL, but it's, you know, pretty much Madison Reading Project.
Okay.
Googleable.
All right.
Or you can come over to our office. We've got a donation place that we, you know, we're taking donations. And then, you know, they just had the big reading van over. So it was pretty cool.
The bookmobile? I love the bookmobile. No.
Well, the bookmobile is fabulous. Yeah. But this is more just like a Madison Reading Project van that's painted.
Oh, sweet.
And it, you know, they go around and pick up books.
I've seen that driving around town.
That's awesome.
Mobile advertising works, people.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Give the address of your office, because the artwork is awesome, and you guys are always willing to talk shop about real estate. Got a lot of helpful people down there. What's the address, and how else can people connect with you all?
Sure, yeah. Our office for the Lake Point office is on Atwood Avenue. It's 2045 Atwood Avenue, suite number 105. We're in between Barley Pop and Anytime Fitness, for those of you who know that neighborhood. We're there, you know, pretty much whenever you might need to stop by. We've got good, clean bathrooms.
nice.
Well, you know, that's the thing when we have Atwood Fest. I mean, I really let people know it's air conditioned. We've got
really.
Oh,
2045 Atwood Avenue.
2045 Atwood Avenue. Yeah.
Real toilet paper.
Yeah, well, and you know, we've got ice cold water. And, you know,
we have
art, and you know, in the bathroom there's books to read because it's collecting books for the reading project.
There might even be a nice refreshment as well.
You know. Yeah, exactly. We've got adult and non-adult beverages usually available.
That's great. You're gonna have every Uber driver stopping by your stop pretty soon. Hey, Rob, thank you so much for stopping by tonight. We really appreciate you. We appreciate your support from Weikert Realtors and the Baraboo office. Weikert, Good Day.
Weikert
Good Day.
Great Day.
Great Day. Great thank day. You.
It's better than good.
It's a great day.
It's a great day
to be in Baraboo.
Love it.
And yeah, we're right downtown near the square in Baraboo. And, you know, it's Baraboo is such a nice community.
Yeah,
we love it up there. You know, that little square is so great, and we just really are having a great time.
Max FM, a civic media station, is up there, too. We love them. Rob, thank you. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
Let's do some music here from Evan Riley Band. This song is called Down. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I drove into Springfield, yeah, well, I pulled into town. I drove into KYS, the steam rose from the ground. And I drove into Nashville, yeah, well, I pulled into town. And I drove into Birmingham, the heat, it knocked me down. On a roadway far too long. Some are going nowhere, but I'm going down, down, down. Well, I drove into Concord, yeah, well, I pulled into town.
And I drove into Mainland as the steam rose pound for pound. And I drove into St. John's here, well, I pulled into town. Well, I drove into PI, the view, it knocked me down. Cause the mama said, rest your weary eyes and don't wake up till spring. Cause the mama said, rest your weary eyes and don't wake up till spring. On a roadway far too long, some are going nowhere, but I'm going down. Town. And I drove into DC as a passenger of the ground. And I drove into Philly here, well, I pulled into town. And I drove into Delhi and the view, it knocked me down. Cause the mama said, she don't save rest your weary eyes and don't wake up till spring. Cause the mama said, she don't save rest your weary eyes and don't wake up till spring.
Just fade into the air. this road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, and I'd do it all again. It's insane, insane. When my strength is worn, I will rise above by grace. When I've given all I can, left without one plan, I will rise above. I will rise above by grace. I will rise above by grace. Yeah. Oh, by grace. Yeah. Oh.
Rise above. That's number 27 on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. I'm telling you what, I have that album. I won custody of that album from Terry Barr a couple of weeks ago. And I've been playing the hell out of it at home. I love it. It's absolutely great. Before that, we heard some Evan Riley Band. They're good, too. You get their EP right now, or their new album, rather, on Bandcamp. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker and KJ filling in for Terry Barr. We got Corey Matthew Hart live in the Lair coming up at 9 o'clock. We're talking about Taylor Swift and Simone Biles. What do you got, Rocker?
We got a text, Jimmy.
Oh, 844-967-2789. Call or text in the Civic Media app.
That's right. And if you text in the app, it'll come right to us. And someone from Madison listening to MDX, they say, Simone and Taylor will be partying together at Lambeau.
I agree with that.
Exclamation, exclamation.
Yeah. I think they're going to be in the same box. They're going to have a good time. And it's going to be a Kodak moment for NBC.
Oh, yes. Many, many Kodak moments.
What's the chance that NBC football executives went to Taylor and Simone and maybe are coaching them a little bit of what to do so they can get the shots? Do you think that's possible? Do you think that's... I would do that. If I worked for NBC, totally do that. Hey, you guys are going to be at the game. We need you to do this. We need you to sing Jump Around. And Simone, we need you to do a floor exercise in the press box.
I just want to know what kind of beer they're going to be drinking.
Spotted
I mean, they're
cow.
Going to be in Wisconsin, right? Is it going to be Spotted Cow?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see that. Can you imagine? Just if anything, we want them to be sure to hold the label towards the camera.
Yeah. It's got to be Spotted Cow. Why would they drink anything else?
Well,
you know?
It could be some from the Minocqua.
It could be.
Brewery.
It's going to be Spotted Cow. December 9th.
He has decided.
With Texas Toast, get your booty to the High News Saloon to see Jaden James.
We just love to cry. Out here playing victim all the time. With a body like this, it's no surprise. Took me too long to see you're a bad guy. You've got this way. Oh yes you do. Of making me stay. Oh, you've got this way. Oh yes you do. Of making me stay. This pain, I can't recognize myself through.
me to tell you how I feel, how I feel. No, and I'll send you into outer space. Easier for me, easier for me to hide my shame. But loving you, baby, was my only mistake.
Rock, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Tom Foti. As the newly renewed Mideast war nears its